How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia.
Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. This is a mouthful, but we'll try to get it to you. Lump sum long-term care. And so that is, like I said, it's a mouthful, but it's going to be a real opportunity, because I'm going to tell you, I learned a lot through this particular process of something I had no idea about. And it's really, really helpful, because you might know that God said it in the book of Genesis after he finished, you know, making the heavens and the earth and all the animals and the plants and even human beings, he said, it's finished. Well, Jesus used that same term as one of the last words that he said from the cross, that it is finished. And at some point in time, for all of us, it will be finished to an extent, our life on earth, so to speak. And it's fascinating that in Hebrew, when you look at that word finished that God used there when he finished the earth in Genesis, it begins with a letter that would indicate that it's a crown that he is wearing, that something is finished. And so this is not a place where we want to drop the ball. I mean, we don't want to end up without the crown, right? You want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And our families may face some things if we don't plan for it being finished. And part of what I've learned, believe me now, in watching all of my parents and, you know, including my in-laws go to be with the Lord, that the last stages of their life required long-term care in each of them. None of them had the sudden death thing. They all required this. So it requires some planning. And I think I know Hans would very much like you to wear the crown of it is finished. And here's an opportunity in a really neat way, because when you do it this way, it's finished.
Well, I mean, this is something that, you know, I've said in the past, it might happen to you, it might not. But when we start talking about a short period of time, then it's probably, when I'm talking about long-term care, it's probably going to happen to you. You may be one of the fortunate ones that will only need long-term care for a month or two or three. And if that was the case, or four or five or six, you may be able to get by without ever having long-term care insurance. I mean, we just don't know. And then there's another percentage of the people that are going to need care, and they're going to need help, whether it's at home or in a nursing home or an assisted living or some combination thereof, for a year or two or three or 9 months or 18 months. And then there's going to be an even smaller percentage that are going to need this for 10, 12 years.
Right.
You just don't know. But one thing I do know is when this happens, it is a crisis for the family and for you. And when you get right to the financial part of the crisis, which is the area that I deal with, but first you got to deal with the emotional part of it, and I do that as well. And at the same time, the financial piece of this is that all of a sudden you need significantly more monthly income. And when I'm talking about significantly more, I'm talking about $6,000-$10,000 a month kind of a thing that you're going to need. And how long you're going to need that much increased monthly income is really going to be dependent upon how long you live after you start needing care. And so all of that is uncertainties, which just speaks for insurance. It just does. And so What we're talking about today is using an annuity as the basis for the policy and not a long-term care insurance or not a life insurance. So now we're talking about an annuity.
Right. That's a whole new ballgame.
Okay.
And it's really just showing us, you know, the overall, to fly up to 20,000 feet and talk about why we're doing this video from my perspective is to show you, you got options. You want solutions to this problem, no matter how your life situation may have changed recently. There's solutions if, you know, we can humble ourselves actually and ask for help.
Well, yeah, a lot of folks, you know, that when I bring up the subject or I'm talking about it in conversation or I have a meeting or these are one of our Medicare supplement customers, and then we're asking them about long-term care, first thing that'll come out of their mouth is, oh, I can't qualify for long-term care. Okay, and that's a signal to us. They got something serious. Maybe they've applied for it in the past and were turned down. Yeah, that's very real. Or one of the couple was due to a health condition. Or maybe they've just decided that. I mean, what they have is so serious that there's no way anybody's going to sell them long-term care. Or maybe they're just using that as kind of a defense, like I'm so pitiful that no insurance company will take me, but that's really just kind of using, don't bring this up, I don't want to talk about it today. Regardless, we've got somebody with a health condition, okay? And that is the first criteria for going to these annuity products is that they will take people that the other forms of long-term care that we've talked about on the show will not. Some of those people can get this. And then the third of these products we're talking about today takes everybody. It comes in at three levels. I mean, you could actually be using long-term care and still move some money into an annuity with this third product, and they will accept you. It's on the lower of the three benefits coming out of your annuity, but they'll still take you. And then, you know, well, we're just talking about that one. There's three levels of benefits. So say you put in $100,000, there's one of them that's going to pay you $2,000 and some dollars. I don't have all the notes. $2,266 a month for 60 months based on your $100,000. So I don't want to get throwing a whole bunch of numbers at people.
Yeah, and maybe for a minute, actually, to back up even further, because I know if you were talking to me 3 years ago and you used the word annuity, you just sent me out into the ozone somewhere. I had no clue what an annuity was. But you said it, you made some statements there that said, you know, there's different ways to approach this. You got a life insurance product, which is, we've talked about before.
Which is most of what we sell. I mean, people that are buying the lump sum or the single premium life long-term care, you know, it's a life insurance policy. And then you have the underwriting of a life insurance policy. So they're going to reject some people based on their health.
Right. And then you have the regular long-term care, which you can see why they would, you know, clearly somebody's got.
Because you're just paying 1 month's premium or 1 year's premium. And so they're going to reject even more people for health problems. So then you got the short-term care, which is an option, which a lot of people can get short-term care with health conditions. And we write that in a lot of instances. And this is just another option.
And so an annuity, for those of us who are like me that 2 years ago didn't have a clue, from a financial product standpoint,
annuity is like a savings account with an insurance company where the interest earnings are tax deferred. Okay. I mean, that's the kind of annuity that we're putting your money in here is it's a savings account or it's an insurance policy where you're putting a lump of money in there and you're earning an interest credit every month. And then that interest that gets credited accumulates over time and you don't pay taxes on the interest till you draw it out. So that's an attribute to it. And then at some point in the future, the annuity is designed to start paying you back, and then it will pay you for the rest of your life a certain amount. Okay, that's as a simplest form.
Right.
But we have all kinds of annuities that we do that don't even involve long-term care, that they're just people are there for investment reasons, tax reasons, managing cash, managing money.
Right, which is what we've always talked about in the past. So this is a new animal to me.
Yeah, personally. So this is like, an annuity policy that we haven't really talked about it because we only go to it when people either get turned down by those other forms or they've got significant money already in an annuity, because there's a whole nother group of people out there that bought an annuity from some company several years ago and they just let it sit. It's grown to a certain size and they've got a bunch of pent up taxes due, so that if they go get any money out of that annuity and spend it, they got to pay taxes on the interest first, principal second. And so consequently, they don't ever take anything out of there. And that kind of annuity can be rolled over into one of these annuities by Section 1035 transfer. So it just, with no taxation, and it just, so it's like it takes the same tax basis from where it is, moves it into the new one, and you're doing that so you can get long-term care benefit.
Exactly, which is really a big part of an understanding that like I always call you the goad. Like here's some more salty advice from my friend, right? You know, like, oh, I need to think about my own situation and not so much for me, because, you know, I just lived through the passing of my mother-in-law and we took care of her for the last 4 years and what my wife, you know, ended up doing because she didn't have long-term care, especially in the last 4 months of her life, was grueling. If she'd had more help and all those things, like, and I knew actually after with my father that, you know, my children, I want them to obviously be part of it. And I want to, you know, forego the hospital as long as possible and get in, you know, home health care. But I don't want my children to be burdened with all that we were burdened with.
Well, sure.
Go through that stage of life. It's very, very, very difficult and so such an important thing.
So understand, you don't have to have an annuity already that's accumulated interest you haven't paid taxes on, but it's a nice place to start when somebody already has one of those.
Right.
And they're concerned about the taxation because either they're going to pay taxes on that money or they're going to pass that on to their kids and their kids are going to pay taxes on all that accumulated interest. We can use that as the basis for one of these policies, okay? And because when it's paid out as a long-term care benefit for qualified long-term care services, it's not taxable. So you can actually access tax-deferred money and turn it into tax-free money. So just leaving that, that's an opportunity. But the main place that we offer these are people that have health conditions that they couldn't get the other, and they have some money sitting on the sidelines that they are not needing to deploy for income. So we can mix all that and figure out. And in the second part of the show, we're going to be going over three different options that we work with frequently and talking about how they could fit for some people.
Yeah, and as you shared with me, sometimes that wasn't all that much money that the lump sum had to be. So I think it's out there kind of for everybody. So I'm so excited that we're going to continue this. But I've got to remind you, the show is brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. If you go to CardinalGuide.com, you're going to find How to Get Up with Hans, very important. His book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, as well as the 7 Worries tab with all the show notes, all the information we're talking about today, with today's show being about long-term care insurance. So we'll be right back with all these It Is Finished options. How cool is that? Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. And today's show, lump sum, long-term care with some really wonderful solutions. And so What are our options here, Hans?
Okay, so I'm going to give you some specific numbers and understand that you can go, first of all, on YouTube and find the Lump Sum Long-Term Care Show, and you can access the show notes and the video where we went over the same thing we're doing on the radio, or you can go to cardinalguide.com, which is what most of you do, and you can just find the show notes up there for this show, the Lump Sum Long-Term Care, and they'll actually have illustrations for a 65-year-old man. I don't know that it makes a difference whether you're a man or a woman on any one of these three annuities. So, but a 65-year-old example with $100,000 going in here. And we generally use $100,000 in our examples because it, you know, what it's pretty easy to double it, cut it in half, you know, add 50%. And so we'll just run with what we've got. So the three products are, one of them is Annuity Care from One America, which we've shown and talked about that company quite a bit. And this is the annuity product. The second one is the ForeCare insurance from Global Atlantic. And the third one is the Bridge product from Equitrust. And they're all three different. I mean, the only thing they have is similar is that they're using an annuity as the chassis or the vehicle that the money's in, and that the interest earnings are going to accumulate tax deferred, and that all three of these pay out a substantial amount at some future date if you're needing long-term care. And then all three of them give you a much easier time with underwriting, although they all three do it differently. So we don't usually explain all three of these to clients that are right for these. We usually just pick the one that's right for them and just begin explaining that. So this is a little bit of going to school on the options we have available to us. So the Annuity Care is probably the most limiting in its underwriting. So there's a lot of people that get turned down for life long-term care or traditional long-term care insurance for health reasons, and Annuity Care still won't take them. But then there's a lot of people that Annuity Care will take them. So this is probably the first place we go if we've just had somebody turned down for long-term care. And this product, like in this example, you can buy it as a couple or you can buy it as a single. The example that we're given here is a single. And we're doing $100,000. There's only one rate class. And if we put $100,000 in here and you needed long-term care right away at 65, it's going to pay you out $28.99 a month for 72 months. If you needed the long-term care at 80, it's going to pay you $5,220 a month for 72 months for long-term care. All of those payments would be tax-free. So you can see this one is a little harder to get, but it's going to pay a pretty substantial long-term care payment for a nice period of time when you're probably going to need it, because it's going to probably be many years from now when you're going to need this.
So isn't there some kind of lifetime extension or something?
There is an extension rider on there, but I don't want to get that detailed with all of these. So okay. I just want to stay general. Now, and we're going to go to that one first. But still, a lot of the people that we bring that have health conditions are still going to be excluded from that one, okay? And then we're going to go to the next one, is to the ForeCare. And the ForeCare, they have a question on there. So I always talk about what they don't do. They have a question: have you been turned down for long-term care insurance in the last year? And if that is yes, you can't get this until it's been a year. So right off the bat, if somebody's just turned down for one of the others, we can't use this for a whole nother year. So that's why we don't even try to apply and get turned down. We're going to go right to this if we think you can get it.
Right. So before you get turned down for long-term care and this, then you...
So you can't answer that question.
Right.
Because they don't go for medical records, nothing. And your 100 grand there is, you're going to end up in one of two places. You're either going to end up in the premier rate class, which is the best, and then the second one is the standard. And all this means is if you have $100,000 that you put in this thing, the $100,000 is going to earn interest every month. It's going to earn a little less interest than it would in some other annuity because it's the difference of what they're paying is actually buying you the long-term care benefit inside of this. It's kind of hidden, but we could show you what it is. But they're never going to come asking for premium or money or more money. This is stuff that's all cooked right from the beginning. And so this thing grows at interest. And when you need long-term care, you know, if you needed it right away, they're going to start paying $4,289 a month. And they're going to pay that for a long time, like 72 months. Now, that's at 65. But if you wait till 80 to use it, they're going to pay you $6,628 a month for 70 months. And then the numbers at the standard rate are just smaller. So the whole concept is you're using your first $100,000 plus interest first. So all they're doing is sending you back your own money for the first 2 years. But then once you're through your own money and the cash value is nothing, you at the premier, you've got another $200,000 sitting there where the insurance company is going to keep paying you for a long period of time. Much easier to qualify for even than the annuity care with One America. It's just a set of questions. If you can answer them all, no, we're going to get you in one of the two categories. But you can still, there's people that can't get this. They either have these short health questions and they answer some of them yes, or they've been turned down by somebody else in the last year. Then this third product comes from Equitrust, and it's called Bridge. And first thing with it, everybody qualifies. They got three rate classes. So right off the bat, I had a lot of interest in this thing because, you know, I just can start naming people that are still without long-term care insurance, or they bought the short-term care because it was the only thing they could get, and they're happy with it, but they still don't have a large long-term care. Maybe we sold their spouse the big thing that we did qualify for. We go back to them, and we start taking a look at this. Now, this only takes non-qualified money or not IRA money, but it will take a lump sum of, you know, you could do as small as $50,000 or $30,000 or $40,000. It will take transfers from other annuities. It'll also take subsequent premiums. So you can add to this over the years. So if you're 65, you could start with this thing. And then as more money becomes available, you could add to it. Now, there's some conditions on that, but it has the ability to do that. And it has three rate classes. And they're not going to hold your health conditions against you near as much with this Bridge thing. I mean, the first thing is they got a couple of questions that I could go over with you individually. You know, if you have like MS or you have AIDS or you have something very serious that very much limits your ability, they're not going to turn you down. They're just not going to underwrite you. They're going to put you in the third classification right off the bat. Okay. So I would ask you those questions and then we wouldn't wonder whether you can get. And the third classification is not all bad. Now, if you go through underwriting and you've answered all those questions, no, and you go through underwriting, they do this video thing where you're going to do a video thing with the company that does the underwriting, and they're going to rate you more by how spry you are. I mean, whether you can get up and down, you can get around, you get up out of a chair, walk around the room, I don't know, lift your hands above your head. I mean, they're looking for mobility, people that, you know, need a walker or need a cane or, you know, people that are going to fall. And, you know, I have a lot of people with serious health conditions that can do all that stuff just great. They just got this serious health condition that these other companies are saying no to. They're perfect for this. And they're going to put you either in the preferred class or the standard class. And, you know, without throwing a lot of numbers at you, all three of these are very favorable. So you got a chance at being evaluated for the good mobility you have and the good memory, because they're going to give you a complimentary memory test on this thing as well, where they're going to, you know, ask you who the president is and name a list of five animals and then you have to be able to recognize three of them or something 5 seconds later or whatever. I don't know exactly, but it's one of these delayed recall memory tests. So point being is we've got a lot of options. We understand the underwriting for all of these. And if you have some resources that you can put in a lump sum into this, we can put the spouse with the health problems into one of these products. And the other spouse, we can put into one of the other products that we talk about all the time. Sometimes we put both people on one of these annuity products. I mean, the goal here is to take some of your resources, put them aside, state they're there for long-term care, let them grow and earn interest. Maybe it won't be as sweet as some of the other products, but it's still interest, with the idea that these things will create that monthly income exactly when it's needed and keep paying it for several years.
There are options if you are willing to just ask. And so in order to do that, you got to go to cardinalguide.com. That's Cardinal Guide, the bird like cardinal, and guide.com. And there you're going to find, right, the seven worries tabs, which include one of those is long-term care. And you're going to find the show notes, all these numbers delineated for you that Hans shared today on the show, as well as the video on the exact same subject. And, of course, Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. But most of all, the easiest thing is just call Hans.
Yeah.
You know, how hard is that? And get a one-on-one and with your situation. And believe me, you know, you're going to be so glad you did. Thanks so much for another great show, Hans.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by Hans Scheil and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. Finishing Well is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.